Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in today. We are still looking at the message out of Mark chapter number 10, speaking about blind Bartimaeus. We've looked at the identification of the blind man. He was identified with the town. He was identified with the crowd. And then he was identified by name. They called him blind Bartimaeus. Then we've looked at the identification of the blessed master. He had a blessed opportunity, a bountiful obeisance. But then all of a sudden we spoke about the identification of the crowd. That's what we're going to be looking at today. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen.
The crowd commanded him to be quiet. By this opportunity, there's an opportunity that's passing by. And the crowd is saying to this blind man, just be quiet. Don't speak up too loud. You don't want to cause a disturbance. You don't want to bother the master. You just be quiet. You know why I'm telling you this morning? The crowd out there is always going to see you for who you are. You're going to always be identified as that man who walked the streets of some place and you messed up, and they'll always take you to the place where you're broken. They'll always take you to the place where you're begging. They'll always take you to the place where you're down and out. They're always taking you. Hey, have you noticed that the world's crowd seems to identify you with them? They don't like it when you take a step and say, I'm going to go to revival meeting. They don't like it, friend. Look here. They don't like it when you take a step out and say, I'm going to sing in the choir. They don't like it when you say, hey, I'm going to read my Bible. They don't like it when you say, I'm going to spend some time in prayer. They can't stand it. In fact, Satan commands you to be quiet. Don't tell your testimony. You just live over there in that place of broken life. And you just keep beat down. Don't you grow. Satan always wants to keep you under a rock. I believe this crowd just said, hey, don't bother him. We all know who you are. We all just know who you are. You're an old blind beggar. We know who you are. But that didn't change the fact that while the crowd might have been there with Jesus, they didn't need what the blind man needed. Oh, they didn't need what the blind man needed. Can I tell you, I want to break right here and just say this. When I got saved by the grace of God, can I tell you, I'm sure that the crowd in this room was concerned. Can I tell you, the world had no idea that night outside the four walls of this room, that the world had no idea that I needed Jesus. But can I tell you, there was one that passed by my way. There was one that come my way that night, amen. As he was passing out of Jericho, I believe he was passing through there for the last time. But can I tell you this, he took time to stand still long enough to hear an old blind beggar say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. While the crowd commanded him to be quiet, the crowd might have compelled him to keep quiet so that he didn't make a scene. Didn't want, you know, that's got to be connected with a little bit of pride. We want him to think, it must have been, that crowd might have been, but it might have been connected to the mayor of the town. I don't know the political officials. Why didn't they take care of blind Bartimaeus' problem? Why didn't they help him in his need? It might have been the church officials of the town saying, just keep quiet. Don't bother Jesus. Don't bother the Lord. You just keep quiet. He ain't got time for you. Can I tell you, I'm glad. I'm glad it took time for me. Thank God, I'm glad. Can I tell you, while that crowd wasn't sitting in darkness, and they were not seeing what blind Bartimaeus was seeing. But I want to tell you something, that night that I got saved, all I could see is the darkness. But then I heard about the light, the glorious Lord Jesus Christ, the wonderful Savior. And I heard that he was passing my way. And it was all that I could do, amen. I'm unconcerned about the commands of the crowd. I could care less what the crowd said. All I knew is I needed to cry out in desperation, for I knew that this was my opportunity. And if I didn't take it, I was going to lose it. Look at verse number 48. thou son of David, have mercy on me. Notice what Jesus says. The Bible says, and Jesus, underline this, stood still and commanded him to be called. Notice the phrase, and Jesus stood still. This phrase is only mentioned twice in the Bible, and Jesus stood still. It's found in Matthew chapter number 20 and verse 32, and also here in Mark chapter number 10, verse number 9. This standing still seems to be connected with the Lord's compassion. I see here that blind Bartimaeus, he was commanded by the crowd to keep quiet, but in this aspect, he's commanded the Lord's attention to come. He says, oh, Jesus was on a mission, but that mission seemed to stop. It seemed to take a back seat for just a moment. Jesus, the Bible said, stood still. He's the same Lord that passed out of Jericho. He's the same Lord that was born in Bethlehem's manger. He's the same Lord that hung on Calvary's tree. He's the same Lord that was placed in the borrowed tomb. Can I tell you, he's the same Lord that ascended to heaven. And if you'll experience and express your desire and your need this morning, can I tell you, heaven will stand still for you. Jesus was headed out of Jericho, but he stopped for a blind beggar. I thank God that Jesus takes time for blind beggars, aren't you? Jesus stood still, and we've looked out earlier how that the crowd tried to command him to be quiet. But I want you to notice this. Jesus commands him to be called. Sometimes we can get overlooked by our friends, by our family, by our pastor, by our deacons, by our church. Sometimes we can get overlooked. But I love this right here. God seemed to always be in control. The same crowd, Brother Haywood, the same crowd that commanded this blind beggar to be quiet is the same crowd that Jesus now commands to go call him. Don't you love that? Praise God. It's the same crowd. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to say that you don't know what we need as much as God knows what I need, hallelujah. And he can help you to help me, amen, to get to Jesus. And that's why I'm here this morning. I'm just part of the crowd trying to say, hey, let me tell you, let me get you to Jesus. That's all I want to do this morning. If I could take you by the hand and lead you there, I definitely would, amen. If I could take my Bible after church this morning and take you to Jesus, I definitely would. But can I tell you, it don't get no better than when Jesus calls you personally. And they call the blind man saying, unto him, be of good comfort. You ain't gonna believe this. You done got his attention now. Rise, he calleth thee. Can you imagine how strange that must have felt? I mean, moments earlier, they're sitting be quiet. All of a sudden, man, his cries done got the master's attention, got the Lord Jesus Christ to stand still. Things about get ready to change. Amen. Hello. Things get ready to change. Things get ready to pick up. One minute they're telling them to be quiet. The next minute, the Lord telling them to go. Friends, I tell you, if you listen to the crowd, they're always confused. Have you ever noticed that the crowd's the ones, man, in the middle of your hardship, they're like, well, I tell you what you need to do. You don't know how I feel. That crowd's always running their mouth saying, look, it's what you need. You need to see the man get plastered drunk and man shoot up and get all wasted and messed up. That's what you need to do. Can I tell you, the crowd's led me a long time the wrong way, amen. But it was the day that I met the Lord Jesus and I got a guide, amen. I got somebody to command my time and my attention, amen, that changed my life, that made a change in me. Don't listen to the crowd. The crowd's strange, the crowd's confused. If you'll follow the commands of the Lord, you'll get what you need. Let me give you this last one. The blind man's identification changes. Verse number 50. Notice verse 50. I love this. And he casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. The first thing that happens, oh, praise God. He casting away his garment. I went this morning, I began to put myself in this blind beggar's shoes, Brother Keith. I couldn't help but think about that piece of cloth that you always wrap around your head in the middle of a passion play. I don't know this. It might have been his coat. I he may have had a whole change, wardrobe change. I have no idea. But I do know that I think it, man, that garment maybe he had wrapped around his eyes. That garment had to come off. You say, what was it doing, preacher? It was standing in the way of the miracle. And the garment came off. And boy, things begin to change. And the blind man's appearance is starting to already change. The old rags, can I tell you, when I got saved that night, I started walking down that aisle. I had a garment change that you could not see, friend. I dropped the old rags of righteousness and I put on a new robe. The pig blood, amen, of the world that I was carrying around is no longer there. It could no longer be seen, amen. I got a robe of righteousness. It was given to me by the Savior, the Lamb of God, the spotless Lamb, the one who loves me, the one who died for me, the one who gave his all for me. I got that robe on. No longer am I identified with the old rags. Hallelujah. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. He had a clothes change. Notice this. He also had a place change. You say, what are you talking about? I got it in my mind. I don't know, but I got it in my mind that blind Bartimaeus was consistent at this corner. He's a regular at the gate leaving Jericho. But when Jesus came that way and commanded him to be called, he left his place and he came to the Lord. And when he left his place, thank God when I got saved with the grace of God, my place changed too. He said, what are you talking about? I was an old sinner bound for the pits of hell. Amen. I tell you, I didn't deserve to go to heaven. And I knew I didn't deserve to go to heaven. But that day that Jesus came my way, friend, that day, amen, the beggar, I was a blind beggar waiting to die and go to hell. But can I tell you, Jesus came by my way. He brought me to the line. I had a clothes change, but I also had a place change. Amen. I'm not going to that place. I'm not going to hell. Thank God. Why? Because I'm going to heaven. Had a place change. He got up from his place. Notice verse 51. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord. You ever call him Lord? And he'll no longer just be Jesus from Nazareth. You call him Lord. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? He's not just an earthly person no more. In this portion of the text, this blind Bartimaeus done stepped out there a long way on the spiritual side. He said he's not just a man from Nazareth. No, can I tell you, he's my Lord. Amen. He said that I might receive my sight. And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. We're almost finished. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith made thee whole. Notice this. Y'all there in verse 52? And immediately, he didn't wait till his bank account cleared. He didn't wait till he is good for it. Notice Jesus said, go thy way. But notice what this man does. He didn't go his way. Y'all looking at the text? He didn't go his way. The Bible clearly says, and he followed Jesus in the way. Oh, I'm telling you something, when that garment came off and he met the Lord Jesus Christ and he received his sight, the first individual that he saw was the Lord, amen. His identification changed. They could never call him blind Bartimaeus ever again, amen. His location changed. He was never in the same place again. No, he got, once he received his sight, he was up and following Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.